Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast with the one and only Mystic Garrett. Coming to you live from a beautiful and sunny Saturday here in the DMV. And of course, you know, here at the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast, we talk about music, we talk about sports, we talk about life. And so today we're going to talk about popular culture, which basically is a part of life. And so something occurred earlier this week that once again has the black internets, as I call it, divided. There was a young lady that is attending the University of Southern California. And do not make any mistake, the real USC, which is the University of South Carolina, resides in Columbia, South Carolina, founded 1801. Not that school out in California, but that's another story for another day. Just wanted to put that out there. Anyway, the young lady, the young sister basically attends Southern Cal, and she started a majorette dance troupe or dance group. And she made a posting about it on social media. And another lady responded that, oh, you know, this is not, why are you stealing from our culture? This is the HBCU thing, blah, blah, blah. And I believe what set it off was the young lady basically, I believe she put on her Instagram post that, you know, it was an HBCU at a PWI or something to that effect. The story got picked up by my frat brother, Roland Martin, who basically went off about it because he's like, why is there this controversy? And so I was thinking the same thing to myself. Why? And I also saw the story posted in a few groups I'm in on Facebook. And so it got me to thinking, like, why are we continuing to have this debate amongst ourselves, particularly in the black community? You know, I don't understand. Like, I'm the type where I'm just happy to see other educated black people, whether you went to a PWI, which for those who don't know is a predominantly white institution, whether you went to a historically black college and or university, also known as the HBCU. You know, I'm just happy, you know, that you sacrificed your life, your time, money, you know, to educate yourself beyond high school. I don't care where you went to college at, you know, I just don't understand why we continue to have this debate. And then I saw some other stuff where people were delving into, oh, you know, because I think the young lady is also a member of the Divine Nine, which for those who don't know is the nine historically black Greek letter organizations, of which I am a member of. And so, you know, and just to get some edification, those groups who, for people who don't know, of course, you know, we got the first, the oldest, and always the coldest fraternity in the land, Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. Shout out to the brothers of the mighty and internationally known Theta Nu chapter at the University of South Carolina. Spring 1998, you know, we're coming up on our 25th. So shouts out to my 16 soldiers of Armageddon. And we also have you also have the other fraternities, which are Kappa Alpha Psi, Phi Beta Sigma, Omega Psi Phi, Iota Phi Theta. And then, of course, you got to give a shout to the sororities. Of course, you know, we got the first sorority, you know, Pretty Girls 20 Pearls, the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, of which I have a few cousins that are members. So shout out to them. You also have the Devastating Divas of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. You also have the ladies of Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated and the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, of which I know so many. Same thing goes to the Deltas. So I know so many, but these are our organizations that make up the Divine Nine. And somebody basically tried to throw a shot saying that, oh, you know, it was something he said that bothered me about Divine Nine and PWIs or something. And I'm like, that person doesn't know their history, because if they knew their history, they would know that some of us were actually founded at predominantly white institutions, Alpha being one of them. But anyway, that's going to be a whole nother debate. But anyway, the long story short is, it bothered me that once again, we're having this same debate, and it's a debate that's pointless, and it's a debate that keeps dividing us. Now, I understand that on both sides, you know, people look down on where other people go to school, right? Because I've been subjected to people who went to HBCUs looking down upon me because I graduated from a PWI. But then on the other flip of the coin, I've seen people who graduated from PWIs look down on HBCUs. But I will say, I have not seen it as much. And me, I've never been like that, because I actually wanted to go to an HBCU back in the day, because Morehouse, you know, I saw it at 15. I had a jersey, everything. I had a hockey jersey for Morehouse and everything. And when I did my research and found out who all graduated from there, I was like, oh yeah, you know, I got to be in that number. But then I saw the tuition. My parents were like, you're 17. No, we cannot turn you loose in Atlanta at this age because you ain't ready. And they were probably right. And also, I did apply to another HBCU within the state of South Carolina, South Carolina State University. But there was a couple things that kind of influenced my decision on where I went to school. The first being my late granny. You know, I told her I didn't know what to do. Where should I go? I told her I got accepted to state. I told her I got accepted to USC. Her little face lit up and she said, go to USC. And that's where I went. Another thing that caused me to go there was when I was in high school. Actually, there were three things that happened when I was in high school that influenced my decision. The first thing that happened was when I went to the guidance counselor's office to get my college applications. The secretaries, I guess, that work in that office, I asked them, like, hey, I don't see any more applications for USC. Do you have any more applications for USC? And they looked at me cross-eyed, like, well, and one of them even said, like, well, why are you asking for an application for that school? Like, you know, like, I'm not supposed to apply to that school. And then finally they got up off the ass and got me the application. But these would be the same secretaries that didn't want to give me an SAT book the year before. And yes, this is true shit. Like, I went there, I tried to get an SAT book. They said I couldn't get an SAT book because I didn't have geometry, which is some bullshit. I had to send one of my friends, into the guidance counselor office to get the book for me. And I'm always forever grateful for that. And so, yes, shout out to my homeboy Charles. He looked out for me, got my book. But anyway, so it was that. Also, another thing that happened was my father told me a story. This was right around the time as I was applying for schools. He told me the story about how when I was about 5 or 6 years old, he told his then coworkers that he was like, one day, you know, my boy is going to go to a school, you know, he's going to go to a school like Carolina, which is short for South Carolina. And his coworkers, the majority of whom were white, they laughed at him. And, you know, they just laughed. Like, they thought that was just a big joke, you know, that a black child could not go to such a school, although the ignorant asses should have known that there were already black folk there, because I, you know black folks who were already there at that time, and that was the early 80s. But, you know, that kind of fueled me to say, you know what, if I get this opportunity, I'm going to apply, I'm going to go. And so that I did. The final thing that happened, which solidified my decision that I made the right decision, this was probably about a month before high school graduation, and we were in class, and, you know, my teacher was like, oh, you know, got a lot of seniors in my class. I just want to find out, you know, what are y'all going to do after high school? And so there were a few that said they were going in the military. There were a few that said, you know, they were going to do this. They had a program where you could go to Trident Tech, which is one of our tech schools, community colleges, if you will. You could go there for 2 years, and if you make, you know, a certain grade point average, then it would automatically give you entry into one of the state schools. And so I knew a few people that did that, and they were highly successful. You know, they made it. So when it came down to me, you know, I said, well, you know, after graduation, I'm going to attend the University of South Carolina. And it's funny because there was a young lady in my class, young sister, who basically applauded me because that's where she wanted to go and was going to apply the next year. But of course, there's always got to be one of us. It was another sister in there who basically questioned my blackness because I was going to the University of South Carolina. And now it was funny because this same chick was chasing after a dude who was already at University of South Carolina, but I'm not going to get into that. So anyway, and so that kind of solidified my decision as to why I'm going. So you're probably wondering why in the hell is he telling me all this? I'm telling you all this because when you make a college decision, it's based upon where you think you'll be most comfortable. It's where you think you're going to get the best education. It shouldn't be about, well, you have to go here because of what you are or who you are, right? You got to do whatever you think is best for you. And so that's what I did. And I don't have any regrets. You know, when I was there during my time at USC, there were a lot of us. That's what a lot of people don't seem to realize. There were over, from 1996, I would say, well, my time, 1996 to 2000, so yeah, I'm dating myself, I'm old. There were approximately 5,000 black students on campus. 5,000 black students at a major, predominantly white institution in the South. That says a lot, okay? That says a whole lot. That was more than some of the HBCUs within my state. People can get mad, but the facts are facts, right? But despite all that, I still had love for my people who went to, you know, other schools, who went to HBCUs, because I had friends who went to Benedict College. I had friends who went to State, Claflin, Voorhees. My cousin actually went to Voorhees, you know, who went to other HBCUs. Some even went to HBCUs out of state, you know, like I knew a young lady, she went to, she graduated from Morris Brown, you know, in Atlanta. So shout out to her, you know. And so this, and even my wife, you know, my wife, she got her master's from an HBCU here in the DMV. So, you know, again, this whole debate is pointless. Like, I feel like, yes, you should have pride for your school. You know, that's where you went. That's where you sacrificed. You know, that's where you took the time to get a further education. Rep your school. Rep your school hard. You know I do. But at the same time, don't look down upon somebody just because of where they went to school. You don't have to agree with their choice, but their choice was their choice. And considering that a lot of us graduated over 20-something years ago, it really doesn't fucking matter. To be real, it really doesn't fucking matter at this point. You got the degree, hip hop array. We all making moves. We all got to make moves. But debates like this are going to keep us as black folk from moving forward together. So again, you know, do what you feel is best in your heart. Be happy, you know, that you know people who sacrificed with you. And don't get me wrong, I'm not looking down on people who only went as far as, you know, community college. Because guess what? Community colleges are important. And college is not for everybody, right? Everybody's not made for it. Everybody's not built for it. It's just not them. They do what they think is best for them. So as long as you're being a productive member of society, hey, I love it. You know, I do. But yeah, that's where we are. I just want to have that quick discussion because it was on my heart. It's just, like I said, let's just be happy for people and where they are. So that's all I have for you today. If you enjoy what you're hearing, please like the podcast. Please share the podcast. Even give me some feedback. You know, let me know what I need to work on and improve on. Because again, we're trying to make the Nerdy Little Bubba podcast into a movement, trying to give blurs, as we're called, a voice. And I want to be one of the people to give us that voice. And so I'm going to shut down this episode. Thanks for rocking with me here on the Nerdy Little Bubba podcast. And as I'm going to continue to say each and every episode, peace and one love.